When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm your host, Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. It's March 27th, and on this day, 51 years ago, a renowned actor was a no-show at the Oscars to protest a cause he deeply believed in. It was a moment that shocked Hollywood. On this day in 1973, the actor Marlon Brando declined the Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in The Godfather. The actress and activist Sasheen Littlefeather attended the ceremony in Brando's place, explaining to the audience that Brando would not accept the award in protest of Hollywood's portrayal of Native Americans in film. Prior to his win for The Godfather, Brando had been nominated four other times, winning his first Academy Award for On the Waterfront in 1954. Surprising fact, Brando's career declined in the 1960s as he became notorious for moodiness, demanding on-set behavior, and his tumultuous off-screen life. Francis Ford Coppola, the young director of The Godfather, had to fight to get him cast in the coveted role of Vito Corleone. Brando won the role only after undergoing a screen test and cutting his fee to $250,000, far less than what he had commanded a decade earlier. In the end, Brando delivered one of the most memorable screen performances of all time, rejuvenating his career. Also on this day in history, in 1912, the first cherry trees were planted along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. In 1939, the first NCAA men's basketball tournament began. And in 1998, the FDA approved the use of the drug Viagra. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.